Hi, welcome to the Light Seeking Podcast with Jennifer Smith of the Light Seekers Tribe on Facebook. If you're new to my podcast, I want to welcome you and thank you for listening and let you know a little bit about me. I am an intuitive soul guide and I help people tune into their intuition. I also do trainings and teachings within my group on Facebook, the Light Seekers Tribe. You can catch me over there if you'd like to join the group. It is free but private, so you will have to click the join button. We'd love to have you join us and be a part of our community. Today I want to talk to you guys a little bit about a video that I did yesterday within the group, and I referred to it as the four key benefits of journaling. I want to expand on one of the points that I made, and I also want to talk to you about how to really truly begin journaling, if it is something you even are interested in doing, why it would be beneficial for you, and why I believe that journaling is truly the gateway step to meditation. So, with that being said, I'd like to say that many people come to me on a weekly, daily, monthly basis, and they always ask me, how do I start my meditation journey? How do I begin my practice of meditation? I've never meditated, I don't know how. As many of you do know that follow me, I have a series of videos that I did, a workshop, if you will, teaching you in 2 45-minute sessions all about meditation and the beginning points of meditation, what's critical to practice, what you should be doing, what you shouldn't be doing. And then I gave you a third part, which is a guided meditation. So it's always been my mission here as a teacher, as a soul guide, as a spiritual leader, that I step out forward in the spiritual community and lead and teach those who are at the beginning stages of their either A, spiritual awakening, or B, teach you from the beginning, the basics. Perhaps maybe you've already been through your spiritual awakening and you've never still even truly manifested or managed to learn how to meditate. That's what I'm here for. That's what my mission here is on earth in this lifetime. I went through a series of 2 different spiritual transformations myself. I would definitely consider them both awakenings. The first one brought me into a state of very heightened consciousness, and the second one brought me through an awareness that showed me that I was already communicating with something on the other side. And it wasn't until I really delved into a deep meditation practice, and by practice I mean multiple times a week for a series of 15 to 20 minutes a day. It wasn't until I really got into that, I would say for maybe about 2 or 3 months, that this started to really open me up to my spiritual life. So why I think journaling is the gateway act into meditation. Several people have messaged me after I did this video yesterday. And in a nutshell, the reason I feel that is because so many people find it very, very difficult to focus on meditation when they've never meditated before. They find it just absolutely unnerving in the chaos of their everyday lives, especially if they're going into or going through possibly a series of unfortunate events or a medical crisis or a family crisis. That leads them into a situation where just clearing their mind of all thought is impossible. That being said, I found myself that it was impossible for me to clear my thoughts and my mind. So what I found myself doing was I went right into writing. And by writing, I just started journaling. I started making lists. Tons and tons and tons of lists. Lists of things I wanted to let go of, lists of things I wanted to become, lists of things I no longer wanted to be a part of my life, lists of things I absolutely demanded to be a part of my life, lists of things I wanted my family to stop doing, lists of things I wanted us to begin to do, lists of how I wanted to live my life, list of things I wanted to stop living my life, and so on and so forth. And then one day, the list and intentions and goals and dreams shifted into, I just started writing to God and the universe. I just poured everything out of my soul and my brain and my heart and my mind onto paper, and I just basically did, a mind dump. I literally did a mind dump, and my clients that I work with in my 12-week transformation package, we're always talking about this mind dump that I always recommend everybody do. If you feel overwhelmed emotionally, mentally, spiritually, physically, get your journal and just put it all out on paper. There's two types of clients that I encounter when we talk about the beginning parts of journaling. There's the people out there in the universe who are so excited and they cannot wait to start journaling, and they're just waiting for someone to tell them what to write because they think they need a topic. And then there's this other type of client out there in the universe who is afraid to put anything on paper, and they feel like, I just feel like I don't know what to write, or I'm scared to write it. I'm scared to get it out of my system. Usually it's these people that are also afraid to write the deep, dark secrets and the shamefulness and what you're, the things you're afraid of, the things you want to let go of, the things that have defined you and your failures. Those are the things we need to dump out of our soul onto paper to release them. And those are the people, there's so many people out there that they say, I don't want to write that because what if someone read it and I'm so ashamed of it, I'm holding on to it. Well, here's the thing. When you hold on to it, it becomes a very intrinsic part of your, it becomes part of the fiber that is part of you. It becomes energetically connected to you. So let it go. Let it go and just get it out of you. There's some very deep cathartic process that occurs when you get these things out of your system, mentally, emotionally, verbally. And, you know, if we talk about verbal communication is by mouth, well, written communication is an extension of your verbal communication. So most of the time, if you're suffering from a trauma in the past, or you're suffering from some kind of wounds from the past with a crisis, you have a blocked throat chakra because you have a hard time projecting outward what you want to let go of. We tend to lock it down within us. We tend to make that deep, dark little secret part of our internal fiber. Instead, we need to let it out and let it go. And as we pour it out of us, we then are healed with divine healing light from our guides, from God, from the universe. We get poured into from other sources. But we don't allow ourselves to open ourselves up and allow that light in, allow the healing to begin if we don't let go of it. So it's really important that not only you begin journaling, but you begin journaling about the very thing that broke you, about the very thing that took you down, about the very thing you failed, about the very thing you're ashamed of. And on that note, yesterday during my video, when I talked about these four most important crucial benefits of journaling, I specifically stated that a lot of people who find journaling part of their everyday habit, they have so much less or non-existent anxiety. And that is because they find a way to get those things out of their system, to have that energetic cord of whatever is discordant within them. They find a way to get it out of their system, out of their mind, out of their heart space, out of their soul, and they find a way to get it on paper, which is healing. It is the first step of healing. Truly, the first step of healing is recognizing where you failed or where you were pained or where you were hurt or where trauma occurred. The second step of healing is actually talking about it. And if you don't have another human that you can speak verbally, outwardly to, getting it out in a journal is the next best thing. So with that in mind, I want to encourage you all to take the time to let go of those deep, dark secrets. They're not so deep and they're not so dark. You think they are, but compared to the next person or the previous person, we all have that. And we're all under the same premise, which is that we can overcome that. We are not what we were. We are not what we failed at. We are not what broke us. We are not what we're ashamed of anymore. That's the past. This is the now. If you'd like to learn more about journaling, or you would like to get coached or possibly even learn about the process and how you can move through a personal transformation, or maybe you're out there and you're like, I don't even know that I'm ready to journal. I'm just broken and I need help. That's what I'm here for. That's what I'm here for. Additionally, I'd like to talk about one little facet also from my video yesterday, and that's that the anxiety that society today likes to talk about, everywhere you go, everyone talks about anxiety. Anxiety this, anxiety that, anxiety this, anxiety that. You realize we're such an on-demand society that anxiety is just become an on-demand reaction to an on-demand society. We are so quick to jump to the next thing, we don't process what the last thing was. All anxiety is unprocessed emotions from a trauma. Unprocessed emotions from a crisis. Something emotionally traumatized you and you have not processed it. If you had processed it, it would no longer be triggering or traumatizing. There are many people out there that suffer from PTSD, which is completely different from anxiety. It's not even the same animal. I actually personally think sometimes we just use anxiety as a mask so that we don't have to face what is within us that needs to be healed, what needs to be let go of, what we need to literally regurgitate out of our system, out of our soul, out of our mind, out of our heart, out of our brain, and step into a better, higher version of ourselves. One of the key things that I like to teach people when they work with me on the 12-week transformation program, which is a program that gives you one-on-one coaching with me for 12 weeks, gives you membership free into the Inner Circle membership group, where I do a weekly teaching on various topics. In this 12-week transformation, one of the key things that I have people do is they create a version of themselves that matches their higher self. And your higher self is just you in the spiritual realm. It is the best possible version of you. It is the best extension of you out there. And if you have never even considered what that looks like, then whatever you think you are, negative or positive, in your physical earthly realm, that is the extension that you put out there into the universe. So maybe you find yourself in a losing season. It might be because your higher self, whatever version of you that you're extending, is askew. It's stuck. You're not extending a positive, better, up-leveled version of yourself. You're extending the broken, failed, crisis version of yourself. So if you'd like to learn more about that and you want to delve deeper, or maybe this 12-week program sounds like something you would like to do, reach out to me. Come on over to Facebook and join us in our group. It's a great community. I do weekly free readings. In addition to that, I have a daily post. I talk about astrology just a little bit. More or less, we talk about positive thoughts, mindset, working on your own frequency and vibration. I'd love to have you over there. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast today, and I hope that you will come light seeking with me the next time. Thanks for listening.